All right, we are featuring more KMA postseason football here. Down in Missouri, eight-man football going on here in the postseason. We have head coach Alan Calfee of the Nottoway Valley football squad going on to face Rockport second time this season, trying to take down the top-rated Blue Jays. Coach Calfee, though, let's go over this postseason win you guys just did. You guys took care of Mound City, taking care of business is probably the best way to put it. What went really well there for the Thunder last Friday?
I think we got off to a quick start. Our O and D lines did a really good job right at the start. And then we were balanced on off and got the running game established and had our pass going, so it just made us tough to stop, and we were moving the ball. And then on the defensive end, our D-line did a good job. Our DNs, Jax Cowden and Gray, did a good job of squeezing it down, allowing our linebackers to fill, and then limited running game. And then when they had to go to the pass game, we got pressure on them, and when they threw it up, our D-backs were there to make plays.
Now, how about for the Thunder, the names to know? Who are some of the leaders that have just been performing well all season?
On the offensive end, it's going to start up front. Joe and John Smock and Tyler Gray do a good job for us up front, getting those skill guys going. And then our back, Braxton McGinnis, has had a really good year, both running the ball. And, we spread the ball around on the offensive end. Ty Hoyt's had a good year receiving and rushing. Same with Cooper Snodgrass, receiving and rushing, and Jax Cowden's had a really good year receiving and then blocking as well.
So now let's look forward here. We got this district final coming up. Obviously, postseason, everybody wants to win anyway, but Rockport defeated you guys earlier. You got that redemption. Last year, they ended your guys' season, even more redemption. So what are we thinking here? It's just the motivation coming into this postseason matchup with Rockport.
It's a district championship. If you're not motivated to play in that game anyway, despite what's happened, I don't think we can sit there and be like, oh, revenge. We've got to take it just for what it is, a district championship game, and if that doesn't motivate you enough, then I don't know what you're doing as far as wanting to play, I guess. We can't make it too big. We've got to treat it like, it's another game. Yes, they're a very good football team. Yes, they got the better of us the first time we played, but we've got to take that and learn from it and make adjustments and grow from that.
Perfect transition there, Coach Calfee. What can you pull from that first game? I don't want to give any strategies or adjustments you're going to make, but what are just some areas that you can take some positives from that last game?
We did move the ball against them. Now we've got to finish drives. We always finish drives when we move the ball. Then there was a few drives where we did run at them. I mean, when I say a few, there was a few that we did because they did run all over us. So we've obviously got to watch the film and learn and make some adjustments on that side of the football. And on offense, too, we've got to finish drives.
And then no doubt about it, Rockport been performing well all season. As you keep watching them on film, what's just an area of the game that you think you must absolutely stop them in?
I think up front, like on the line of scrimmage, they're very good up front on both sides of the ball. We've got to, you say stop, I don't think you're going to stop them, but we've got to limit big plays. We didn't do a good job of that the first time we played. And then we've also got to slow down their pass rush on their D-line.
And then when that game is going to be happening there, Friday in Rockport, the kickoff is already done. Maybe what's priority one you want to see out of your team when it comes to their play?
Priority one, compete to the best of your ability. It's win or go home time, so there is no tomorrow if you get beat as far as football season goes. So just compete to the best of your ability.
Now we're in double digits games in the season. What's just an area of the game that you are even, no matter what, proud of your team as you've seen grow through the season?
I think just, how they've battled and, if we face some adversity, just continuing to battle through that and moving forward and just not getting too high or too low when those moments happen and, just continuing to compete to the best of their ability at all times.
That is head coach Alan Calfee of the Nottoway Valley Thunder football squad heading into play Rockport. That's going to be on the KMA Extreme there on Friday. Audio only version of that. You can listen in with me and Seth Morey on that call. Hey, Coach Calfee, thank you for getting this in. Appreciate the time. Have a good luck there on Friday.
All right. Thank you.